In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. Rangers-Yankees tonight in the Bronx. The pregame is coming up at 5:30 here on the Fan. It's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. I appreciate that. Thanks to Reliant as well. I think we got John Michaud on the line. John, are you with us?
I'm with you.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, Johnny.
Hey,
doing
all right.
Well.
Tell us what happened today. I know that's the broad question, but what was John Machota's eyes focusing on today as you were watching some guys run around in some on the practice field?
So I did want to get out there early because I knew that there was a chance that would be the first time to like actually stand near George Pickens, see what the size of him is compared to these other receivers. And there's no question about that. I mean, it stands out big time. I mean, he is definitely bigger than the other receivers on the team. And so I was also looking to see, like, how much would they have him working in with the ones? How would they – he was with the ones the whole time. There was no – I didn't even see him run with anybody else. But the biggest surprise to me really was that Dak Prescott did everything that I thought for sure he would be limited to some aspect. I'm sure that on their call sheet there probably are a few things that maybe he, you know, was out like an extra play or whatever like that, but – there's nothing about anything he did today that would make you think he was coming off that hamstring injury that obviously ended his season. So that was probably the biggest one. And then the fact that, you know, Micah wasn't out there. Schottenheimer had said earlier in the day that he might not be, that he was in the building yesterday, but because these are voluntary, that he might not be at all of the stuff. So those are probably the most notable things. And I will say, when watching the offense, when they were doing some team drill stuff, and even talking to Jalen Tolbert about this in the locker room after, you know, Tolbert was with the ones with that first group, you know, with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. And when they first broke and did team drills in front of us, those were the three receivers with the offensive line that you already know. But then the running back was Javonte Williams. But the thing that was interesting is that when they went to four receivers and then Turpin was in there, you can just see how that causes a lot of problems for whoever the defense is. And Turpin caught a short slant and turned it into a touchdown in this type of environment. I don't know if it would have scored in an actual game, but there, you can just see that when they can get all four of those out there together, that's going to be a tough time for whoever's the defensive backfield they're facing.
Hey, matches though, with Dak, just the eyes on him, I was hearing whispers that, you know, the mobility, they were kind of moving him around a little bit. Everything looked to appear to be okay with him kind of doing that.
Yeah, it looked very similar to any of the practices, Brian, that you've seen out in Oxnard, where you know how it is when some of the passing plays, you know, the defense is doing a good job. So Dak goes and extends the play by rolling out on some plays that you're like, yeah, if that happened in a game, that'd probably be a sack. But they keep it going because it extends the play and allows them to work on some of that stuff and look the same as he's done in the past, which I'm not saying that I thought he'd be really limited. I just thought that he would get less work than what we saw. Like maybe not do the team drills, do the individual stuff. And then once they got in the team, that's where you'd see more of Joe Milton. And I mean, we saw a lot of Milton, and he probably got more reps because the twos got more reps. But when the ones were out there, Dak Prescott was the quarterback.
What's your early assessment of Shoddy and maybe some of the differences that you've maybe noticed already? You got the shout out with the great question. That's always a good feeling. But you saw Jay Jeezy and McCarthy, just the early returns on Brian Schottenheimer.
There's a little bit I see of him in both those previous coaches, and then there's a little bit of his own thing too. I mean, there's some parts of Jason Garrett that I can definitely see with, you know, right kind of guy, building culture type things like that. But then there's a little bit too of Mike McCarthy that I see in him as well. But I don't think that there's anything that Schottenheimer's done since the day he's been hired that you would say, yeah, I didn't really think that was a good idea or that was a bad move. I think he's checked off every box. The thing I just keep saying is that none of this will matter, though, if on Sundays it doesn't look good. You know, if you can have an awful culture or you can have guys that don't get along, but up on Sundays when the games start, they ball, that's what everybody will take. That's, I mean, this is a big money business. This isn't, you know, your local high school team or, you know, your, or even, I wouldn't even go that far. I'd say your local little league team where you're happy, everybody's happy and everybody's playing and everything like that. Like, no, this is secondary. Winning must happen. The offense must be successful. And so everything he's done up to this point, like that we've seen, I mean, I can't say that I have any question marks about Brian Schottenheimer. So it really is just what we see on Sundays, because I think what you'll see in training camp will be impressive. I mean, he's all over the place, you know, going from one drill to another, which reminds me of how Jason Garrett was. And I didn't know that if he would be like that, because he's obviously calling the offense too. So we'll see how that goes during the season. But you can tell he's trying to bring the energy during practice, the blaring music and things like that. And guys are very upbeat. And so you can tell that there's a jolt of energy in the building. There's no question. But like I said, it all depends on what happens on Sundays.
Which players had the most impressive body transformation this offseason?
Oh, that's a good question. I'll tell you, every time I've seen Osa Odighizuwa, like he just looks like a guy that lives in the weight room. So he would be number one for me. But somebody that I haven't seen before in person, but seeing him today, Solomon Thomas is pretty impressive.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, I've heard a lot of good things about him and stuff, but not seeing him in person, really, I didn't know, you know, the size wise what he'd be, and he certainly looks the part for sure. Demarbion Overshown looks like an absolute monster. Now, he wasn't doing any of the team or individual, he was working off the side, you know, doing the resistant cords and things like that, but he certainly looks like whenever that knee is ready to go, he's every bit ready to go out on the field and probably make a big impact. But those would probably be the main ones. I don't know, maybe it was just where I was standing, but I kind of thought Joe Milton would look a lot bigger than Dak, and he really didn't look a lot bigger. Like, he's taller, but he didn't. I thought it was going to be kind of like a Cam Newton type thing, which, because he's got more of that type of a build. But yeah, I mean, obviously bigger, but not that much bigger than Dak is. And Milton had a little up and down day. I mean, the arm strength's crazy. I mean, you can just tell that, you know, the big play potential is there, but he threw a couple interceptions. The rookie linebacker, Shamar James, picked one off. And then the other linebacker, Buddy Johnson
got him off.
Yeah, yeah. So a little up and down or whatever, but yeah, he's still learning the offense and that. But he'll be one out in training camp that'll be interesting to watch, because when he lets it loose, I mean, the arm strength there is crazy.
John Machota here with you from The Athletic. Shoddy talking about Micah's absence. I was trying to figure out if he's bothered by it or he just loves the fact that Micah's been to what he's been to.
Yeah, no, I mean, just my interactions with Brian Schottenheimer coupled with that, what he said today, I don't get any sense that he's upset with Micah with any of this stuff. And I think he's happy that whatever Micah is going to show up for, he'll take it, because I think he's very aware that, as we all know, that in these contract situations like this, for a player that could become, you know, the highest paid non-quarterback in the league, they very well could just, he could go down to Austin this entire month and never even step foot in the facility and nobody would say anything. You know, I mean, CeeDee Lamb missed a huge chunk of last offseason, you know, because of his contract. And so I think that he's happy to get anything, as long as that, you know, and it seems like Micah is in good spirits and his issues, if there are any, it's with the front office. It's not with Schottenheimer or anything like that. It's about getting the contract done. And the way Schottenheimer's handled that is very similar to the way Mike McCarthy was with that stuff. I mean, him saying today about how he's like, I got an agent too. You know, that's all part of this thing. We understand that, you know, that there's going to be guys that miss time because of this stuff, because of the business side of it. So I have not gotten a sense at all that there's been any frustration from Brian Schottenheimer.
With all the rehab corners that they've got right now and then Lewis leaving, what stood out with the rotations and what they were doing at DB?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say Kair Elam, definitely the speeds there. You know, Kalen Carson being back out there. But I'm a little cautious about that group. I want to see that group out in Oxnard and see what it looks like there, because I think there's still question marks at the position. And you wouldn't sit there. That doesn't do anybody any favors for Brian Schottenheimer today to say, yeah, we're not done at corner. Something needs to be added there. Let the guys go and compete and find out and see what you have once you get out to California. But would not surprise me at all if there's another move to be made there. And the reason I say that, too, is just because even if you do think that Savon Rovell will be ready for week one, it is still coming off of a major knee injury. And then whenever Diggs is ready, mid-season, whatever it is, let's say a month into the season, whatever, that still is a major knee injury that when these guys get back, you don't know that they're going to hit the ground running perfectly. And so because of that, and because of how many good corners you need in today's NFL, you know, that's the position to me. I know people mentioned running back and defensive tackle, and I'll listen to that for sure, but corner is number one for me. That I don't think that they're completely done at corner.
John, go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, John, last couple minutes here about Booker and stuff like that. You know, the previous regime was like, oh, guys have to earn it. Booker, right guard, running with the ones, that kind of thing. Did you notice anything about that?
Just to be completely honest with you, I didn't. And the reason why is because we can't do video at these things. And yeah. So a lot of time when the ones were running, I had my phone out ready to take a still picture of anything thrown to George Pickens. So,
oh, I got you.
I mean, that's the only reason I'd say that I probably didn't watch the line of scrimmage as closely as I normally would. And then the other part of it is just because I generally, and Schottenheimer mentioned a little bit today talking about the run game, like this setting, like I just don't put a lot of stock in just because the pads aren't on.
No.
So that's the only reason that I would say that would be my, if I had to grade myself on watching today's practice, my weakness was certainly the line of scrimmage.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. I just was curious to making sure where they line up. I know you're not going to get the benefit of the combo blocks and the pulling and all that stuff like that. But I just was curious if, because, you know, last year, the last few years, you know, Mike McCarthy is like, oh, we're going to make these guys get over on field two and work, you know, the threes versus the fours. When this guy was a 12th overall pick.
You better damn be running with the ones.
Yeah. That's what I was just curious about, John. But your other stuff is absolutely great. Really do appreciate that.
You're the man,
yeah,
John.
No, absolutely, yeah, yeah. I wish I would have paid attention more to that, and I will from probably other practices. But just because this was going to be the first one with George Pickens, I would say 95% of my focus was on him.
Gotcha. There's
no way of gauging who running back one is going to be at this time. But if you had to bet, what are Jaden Blue's chances of winning this thing?
If I'm betting my own hard-earned money, I would say week one it'll be Javonte Williams. By the end of the season, it'll be Jaden Blue, and I think Jaden Blue will be this team's leading rusher. I'm not saying that'll be 1,000 yards, but I think eventually he'll take it over. But I think Javonte Williams, a guy that I believe, if I heard him correctly, this will be 2 years removed on his knee injury. Today he was talking about it in the locker room after, so I think there's a good chance that he's the vet, that they'll lean towards him to start. But I think eventually that Blue is the one that will take over and be the primary ball carrier. I mean, it'll still be a mixture. I don't think there'll be any, like, lead dog type thing. But I think at the end of the year, he'll have the most rushing yards.
Well, thanks for your insights, sir. Heck of a job. And we look forward to catching up with you soon.
Absolutely, boys. Thanks for having me on.
There he goes, John Machota of The Athletic. A must follow on Cowboys Twitter, doing a heck of a job covering the OTAs. DJ Shippey in studio as the Stars get set to host the Oilers in Game 1 tomorrow night. We're back with him in the Nation.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.